It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 3rd.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is challah, also pronounced challah, and spelled C-H-A-L-L-A-H. Challah is a noun. It refers to an egg-rich, yeast-leavened bread that is usually braided or twisted before baking and is traditionally eaten by Jewish people on the Sabbath and some holidays. Here's the word used in a sentence from Vogue by Emma Spector. Flour was everywhere. Scraps of fried potato lined the counters. Dishes were piled up in the sink. And I somehow looked less camera-ready than I had at the start of the night, my hair falling out of its messy bun, and my cooking wounds announcing themselves, even from beneath band-aids. I didn't care, though, because my house smelled like fresh challah, a scent I won't even bother attempting to describe for fear of botching its essential goodness. When English speakers first borrowed the word challah from Yiddish, they couldn't quite settle on a single spelling. The word has shown up in several forms, including those spelled with a ch and an h initially, and the plural forms ending in t or th or hs. They were all common enough to merit inclusion in the big Webster's Third Unabridged Dictionary when it was released in 1961. Today, challah, C-H-A-L-L-A-H, and the anglicized plural with an s are the variants usually encountered by English speakers. The initial ch of challah is frequently pronounced as a velar or uvular fricative, like the ch in the German word buch or the Scottish-English word loch. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.